Thanks, Rob. The weather brought to you by United Roofing. It's 8:38. You know, not only today.
That's how it sounds.
Man. If your keyboard could talk, you know what it would say?
What?
Stop!
Okay, I'm gonna be real.
That's what it would say if your keyboard could talk.
It's like Scott dialing a phone. Huh?
Yeah, really. Man.
It's that right thumb. I got a heavy right thumb.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, hitting that space bar. Bam, 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 bam.
Are you saying your thumb is obese?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the Sally Struthers thumb. Yeah.
very nice. She's not listening anyway.
No, she's got other stuff to do.
Well, I was putting stuff in here just for the last, the downhill slide on the show here, and we'll have another break built in, of course, but West Coast affiliates, be forewarned. Not only is it busy from an entertainment standpoint because the Oscar nominations came out today, which we carried live. Thank you very much.
Yes, we did. We did.
We'd just like to point that out.
For the first time ever.
Well, and the parts that you care about. Now, that was total luck. I would love to sit here and lie to you and tell you that I timed it out to get just in time for Best Actor. But we caught the tail end. We actually caught them on the tail end of Best Actress, and then we got to Best Actor, Best Director, and then they started getting all that screenplay mess. And then we just happened to catch the 10 nominees for Best Picture. So you're welcome. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, lots of Geekazoid stuff today as well. So we'll just start at the top. This is some pretty interesting stuff, all right? Let this soak in for a minute. This one alone may light up the phones. Texting pedestrians and iPod-obsessed runners on the street. Attention. You may soon get unplugged. Lawmakers in New York, not surprising, and Arkansas have proposed restrictions on the use of cell phones and music players such as iPods by people running and walking on the street or sidewalk. Really? How in the world? I mean, we've talked about it before. Regardless of agree or disagree with texting while driving,
right?
Enforcement is problematic, and that is being kind. How in the world are you going to, that's just draconian, it sounds like. The proposal before the Arkansas legislature by Democrat Senator Jimmy Jeffress would ban pedestrians from wearing headphones in both ears while on the street or sidewalk, but pedestrians could wear a headphone in one ear. So you're leaning to one side because you got it. Have you ever? I mean, Tom, you've been in radio long enough, and I have too. You've had one channel go out on your headphones, and you've had to struggle through like for the rest of a show or something like that with one channel out. It sucks.
It does.
Nobody wants a headphone with just one earpiece working.
No, because you hear like people typing in the other ear.
Meanwhile, a New York lawmaker has proposed banning pedestrian use of electronic devices while in the crosswalks. This is specific. While in the crosswalks of cities with a population of a million or more. Well, gee, in New York, that pretty much narrows it down, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Let's see. Outside of New York City, I don't know. Not even Buffalo's got a million people. The proposals come as safety advocates are shifting their attention more to pedestrians distracted by their gadgets. Hello.
Well, it's nice to know in these dire economic times, somebody's doing the legislation that needs to be done for the people.
Absolutely. Someone, please think of the children. Please think of the children. Because once again, it goes back, and if you've seen the video by now, the lady texting, and I can't remember where she was, but she's texting in the mall.
Oh, yeah.
And she walks right into the fountain because she's got her head so far up her tailpipe, not paying attention to what she's doing.
Yes.
She walks right into a fountain, then has the audacity to come back later
and wants to sue
the mall because nobody checked on me.
Oh, she doesn't want to sue the mall. She wants to sue the people that put it viral on YouTube.
Well, good luck with that, lady.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Everybody, and I mean everybody, has a camera on their hip now.
This was just the surveillance footage, but that's why she wanted to sue the mall.
Yeah. I mean,
it had two different views of it, a head on and a side view of it. And it got played and played and played
because it's hilarious.
That's right.
It is hilarious. Why in the world would stuff like that should come out every day? Hello.
No, this is just liberals taking another chance to not thin the herd so they get more votes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's a good. That's a good point. That's a good point, too. So
there you go. Speaking of liberals, you know, something we didn't mention yesterday was, what's his name? MSNBC guy.
Oh, yeah. Keith Olbermann.
Keith Olbermann just saying goodbye on Friday.
He pretty much pulled a Dan Rather, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Evidently, he just said, I'm going to get up and walk out.
Well, you know what, pal? Take your toys and go home.
Well, I don't think it was totally his decision because he made the statement like, I've been told this is my last show.
Well,
so.
you know what? Regardless, and again, agree or disagree with it, he didn't have the ratings.
Well, and he was, like you say, agree or disagree, he was vile. He really was. The things that he said about George Bush in his last term were vile. I mean, that's the only word for it. They were totally inappropriate, some of the adjectives that he used.
Well, if Glenn Beck is, to be kind, to call Glenn Beck provocative or Bill O'Reilly provocative, then, you know, frankly, Olbermann is incendiary. If they are provocative, he is incendiary because of what he said. And again, did not face near the criticism that Glenn Beck or Bill O'Reilly or Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. And again, I'm as much as you possibly can. And that's the difficulty today, is the ability to look at it objectively. Objectivity should be on the endangered species list, because objectivity is pretty much flying out the window. But whether you agree or disagree with any of them, if you just rank them based on the vitriol with which they went about things, I would put O'Reilly and Olbermann at the top, but Olbermann ahead of O'Reilly.
Exactly.
So
we don't have Olbermann to kick around anymore.
Well, good riddance to him. You can always go back to ESPN. Oh, wait, never mind.
Yeah.
You can always go back to ESPN. Oh, wait, never mind. You can always go back to NBC Sports.
He's pretty much unemployed right now, I think.
Yeah, I better know. I better shut up. He might start working here.
I doubt it.
Yeah. He'd really have to stoop far. So, continuing along, told you a bunch of geekazoid stuff, though. This is pretty interesting. For people who just can't get enough of the IRS. Yeah. But the timing is probably not a mystery. They now have their own app. It's called IRS To Go. Allows you to track your refunds and get tax tips from the IRS. Free, available for people who use the iPhones or iPod Touch, and, of course, Androids as well. So you can download that now. Firefox and Google Chrome browsers. I'm a Firefox user. And Google Chrome, lots of folks out there doing that. They're getting tools to help users block advertisers from collecting information about them. Sounds nice, right? Here's the catch. The Do Not Track tool will be the first in a series of steps designed to guard privacy. Not yet known when it will be available on Firefox. Chrome users can download a browser plugin that blocks advertisers, but only from ad networks that already let people decline or opt out of personalized targeted ads, so you have to choose to let it happen. Next version of Internet Explorer, which is still being developed, will include a similar feature, and it will crash 19 times the first time you use it, people who will have to create or find their own lists of sites that they want to block, so it will smack of effort if you want to do that. And then finally, in talking techno stuff, this is pretty funny. University of Missouri. We want to go to the Big Ten, too. We're going to the Big Ten, too. No, we're not. Oh, no. Okay,
Those other guys are too hard to play. Yeah.
It's a sports thing, but Missouri. Uh-huh. Oh, the crybabies.
Uh-huh. Gee, they were number one just a couple of years ago.
They sure were, weren't they? You know, and not to talk X's and O's, but another reason why I just have no sympathy for the University of Missouri is because I am convinced it's because of the University of Missouri that A&M Consolidated got the cease and desist order on the Tiger logo.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I remember that. Yeah.
I'm convinced, you know, because that was
that's right. But yeah, let's find a high school we can pick on in Texas somewhere. You know.
But although I will say this, the one that was drawn up, the new one that's been around for a few years now, it blows that Missouri one out.
Oh,
of the water.
It does. You're
I love
right.
that one. So.
Yeah.
So anyway, Mizzou wanted a piece of a student's app pie. All right. Undergrad student, guy's name is Tony Brown, had an idea for an iPhone app. Now, this is the beautiful thing about if you can come up with an app for the iPhone or Android, because, you know, if you run through the traps and you jump through the right hoops, this thing can go. And, I mean, this is what happened with Angry Birds. This is what's happened with any number of apps. It's an idea that takes root, that people make happen, and then the next thing you know, they're making money off of it. All right, so here's what happened. Tony Brown came up with an idea for an iPhone app, and again, he's an undergrad at Missouri. He wanted to track local apartment rentals. Gosh, in a college town? There would never be a need for that, would there? It has since been downloaded 250,000 times. I'll say that again.
Wow.
Undergrad student at Missouri comes up with an app to track local apartment rentals. His app has been downloaded 250,000 times. Well, then cue the Star Trek Death March music. Here comes the University of Missouri and their lawyers. They want two-thirds of the profits because the idea was conceived during a class. It was Tony's idea, but they're saying because you came up with it for a class, we are entitled to two-thirds of the profits. He didn't budge, and the school has since dropped its claim. So Tony does not have to give in. I'm guessing, though, he probably better mind his P's and Q's or consider transferring one of the two.
Yeah.
So, by the way, the University of Missouri now has a written policy. Student inventions developed with university resources belong to the university. So so the idea is, you know, conceive it, but you can conceive it in class, but you might want to draw it up with, you know, some popsicle sticks and styrofoam cups, you know, in your own time. So when you're at that party, things of that nature. But good for him. You know, he didn't bow down, and I'm sure he got some nice nasty letters and more than a few nasty meetings and things like that. But this guy said, "No, man, this is my idea. I'm going to stick with it." And they have since dropped their claim. So good for him.
There you go.
8:49 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jim Swayze, back again from the great opening of Half Price Books' new home on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart. You know why Half Price Books calls their store openings great instead of grand. Well, while it may be grand that many bookstores offer discounts on certain items, at Half Price Books, almost everything is at least half price or less all the time. At the new location, you'll find more of everything. Books, music, movies, and lots more for the kids. How great is that? Hunting for treasures and bargains is always grand, especially these days. Finding tons of it like you do at Half Price Books is totally great. And the fact that they pay cash for your old books, music, and movies is even greater. Half Price Books, now on University just off the bypass next to PetSmart. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. So hurry out, because what's there today may not be there tomorrow. Find out more or drop me a note at hpb.com.
The new year means unbelievable discounts on all remaining 2010 Cadillacs at Sterling Auto Group. Save an incredible $10,000 off the commanding yet elegant 2010 Cadillac Escalade. Or for an experience in distinctive luxury, drive away in the 2010 DTS for an amazing $10,000 off. The 2010 Cadillac Clearance, only at Sterling Auto Group on Highway 6 between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
For more than 140 years, Texans have looked to Frost for trusted, prudent advice, and we're proud to offer Bryan College Station this advice through our private trust services. Our trust specialists can help you manage a variety of assets, including securities, real estate, oil and gas interests, businesses, and more. In other words, no matter how complex your financial situation may be, we'll help put a plan in place. Call 979-696-7147 or visit 1862 Rock Prairie Road, Suite 201. Frost, we're from here.
If your business is involved in the Home Products and Garden Show, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners. An attractive, full-color, glossy publication, At Home Magazine offers almost everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. To get an early bird special on advertising in At Home Magazine, contact Sam Jones today at 695-9595. 695-9595.
850. News Talk 1620 WTAW, your homework assignment for today, go home and start cleaning out your closets, because there are some things you need to look for. There are some things that just might make you some money. And no, I'm not talking about rip apart that print that Aunt Tilly gave you 20 years ago looking for a copy of the Declaration of Independence behind it or something like that. Now, if you think it's back there, go for it. God rest Aunt Tilly's soul.
That's right. They'll make a bad movie about that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But then here's the thing. All right. One of the changing definitions in our time, one of the many changing definitions, is what is an antique?
Yes. Yes.
What is an antique? Because, you know, you go back, and before the antique craze really hit, and I don't know when it really, really hit, then you started seeing, you know, the small towns would revitalize their downtown areas and put in antique stores and antique shops and things like that. And that's great. That's wonderful. But before that, you thought of dusty, rusty things that may or may not work. They were as much for appearance purposes as anything else. And, you know, then antiques started becoming big money.
Right.
And here's the thing. You got Gen Xers and Gen Yers out there that have some disposable income.
Yeah.
Now, you take somebody that, I don't know, was born in 1976. Gosh, like me.
Okay.
What would be an antique to somebody like me? Now, granted, my definition of an antique is probably going to be different from the definition of someone my own age.
Uh-huh.
But here's the reason why. Antique dealers are saying that at a recent show in Clark County, Washington, this is a story from the Associated Press, Gen Xers, Gen Yers, really looking for stuff from the 90s.
As antiques?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
80s, but 80s. All right.
See, I was putting an arbitrary number of something that was 50 years old was an antique.
Well, and again.
You know, or could be considered
an antique. And that might be the traditional definition, but they're saying that things like Cabbage Patch Dolls, Care Bears.
Those collectibles.
Hot Wheels. And Transformers, huge. And think about it. All right, now again, let's back away and look at this critically for just a moment. Somebody like that who is maybe has a little bit of disposable income, they got a house, they've got the kids, they've got the job, they're working, they're probably a little stressed out and looking to perhaps recapture a little bit of the childhood. What better way than to go back and get some Hot Wheels or a Cabbage Patch doll? Hello?
Sure.
Hey, antiques are defined 100 years.
100 years.
Okay.
Okay.
See, going back 100 years.
And thank you for letting us know that. But the thing is, and that may be the standard. But the thing is, and perhaps a better term would be collectibles.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, you take somebody.
See, I told you I wasn't an antique yet.
That's right. No matter. I don't care what Scott says about you. And hello, pot. I'm kettle. So.
Yeah.
But so there you go. And I'll say this: I still have of all the toys that I had growing up, I had a ton because I drove a million miles pushing Hot Wheels and Matchbox racers around.
Oh, you did! No, I got a picture.
I did. Yeah.
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 On a wooden floor?
No.
Just on the carpet?
Well, on the carpet, but yeah. I had little rubberized mats with little two-dimensional depictions of scenes and cities and things like that. So yeah, I mean, it was.
Why does that not surprise me?
Oh yeah, man, I was all
oh,
over the place.
Oh my gosh!
So, and you know what? I road raged then. So I was, I had whatever car I had in the left hand, it was yelling at the one in the right hand, or vice versa.
Yeah.
Get out of the way!
Same to you, buddy.
That's right. Nope, I was just like that at 7, and Mom was worried about me, and look where I am now.
Yeah.
Now she's still worried about me. No, I mean, but
is he going to get a real job? Ever?
Yeah, really. You're 35 years old. You have a family.
That's right. Do they pay you to do that?
Yeah, I really can't. Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah. Do you need a loan?
Do you need some money? Yeah. Are you sure? I don't know how you're banking your bills. But I have in my garage.
Glad Jamie has a real job.
Yeah. Glad Jamie's gainfully employed. Yeah, yeah. She's in there going, at least he has health insurance then. I have it through this job, Mom. Thankfully, my mom is not like that, but it does make for some funny fodder on the show. So.
What exactly do you do?
Yeah, what would you say you do here? Listen, buddy, that's a question that could be asked of any number of people around here, and there's any number of people that would cringe if that question ever gets asked.
Yeah.
But once again, we work for a wonderful company, so.
Right, we do.
But I've got a garage full of Matchbox racers. The one thing that I don't have that I wish I had kept. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, I wish I had kept these things, for two reasons. Number one, just for my own personal collectibles, if you will, and number two, to pass on to my son. I had a ton of die-cast metal tractors.
Oh yeah, the old
Ertl tractors. I had you know, small John Deere, medium sized John Deere, large John Deere with the full cab. I had a disc attachment. I had a plow. I had a combine. I had all that stuff. And you know, I got to a stage in my life early on where I didn't want to play with it anymore, and so that went to a garage sale. And so somebody got a screaming deal on that.
Oh man! So you still buy those things at John Deere places?
Yeah. But it's the sentimental value.
Oh,
You know, my dad gave me a lot of that stuff, and you know, just as a snot-nosed kid, I couldn't appreciate it then. So
sure.
And so I kind of
now you're a snot-nosed adult, and you can appreciate.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, boy, I wish I had it back then.
Mm-hmm,
so
yeah.
Oh, it's time to do this date in history, isn't it? So, and I know you love this part.
I do love this part, even when you do it.
And if I could just pull it up.
Oh,
know,
that's just like Scott. Yeah, I had it here somewhere.
Yeah, I got it here somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Shout out back there. This date in 1947, Al Capone died in Miami Beach.
Oh, didn't know he was sick.
He was only 48 years old. This date in 1971, Charles Manson and three female followers convicted in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And
they'll get parole next time, sure.
Yeah, sure. Just keep that swastika.
Yeah.
And this date in 1981, the 52 Americans held hostage by Iran for 444 days arrived in the U.S. United States. All right, you asked for it. I'm giving you 2 minutes, buddy.
There you go. Well, the Oscar nominations, 83rd Annual Academy Awards, came out this morning. Best Picture, there were 10 of them. Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are All Right, The King's Speech, 127 Hours.
Which, by the way, I wanted to jump in here real quick. James Franco tells Fox Searchlight, that's the studio behind 127 Hours, that he would be in class at Yale today, whether or not he was nominated for Best Actor. Studio had asked if he could be in New York, ready to be interviewed on the Today Show. If nominated, Franco told him, not going to miss class. Not going to presume. He says, if you want to bring out a camera crew to Yale and wait and see if I get nominated, I'd be happy to step out of class and say, I'm very grateful.
There you go. Well, good for him.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. The Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone were the other ones nominated. Best Actor, Javier Bardem in A Beautiful... Jeff Bridges in True Grit, Jesse Eisenberg in The Social Network, Colin Firth in The King's Speech, and James Franco in 127 Hours.
He's very grateful.
Yeah. Annette Bening, Nicole Kidman, Jennifer Lawrence, Natalie Portman, and Michelle Williams for Best Actress. And those were the main nominees. And there you go.
All right.
And we got 7 seconds.
No, we've got a minute and 7 seconds.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I looked at the clock. I did a Scott there. Excuse me. Yeah. Best Supporting Actor, the guy who will win, because I saw the movie and he was incredible. Christian Bale in The Fighters, just amazing. John Hawks in Winter's Bone. Jeremy.
So you're saying that that lottery winner here in town should go ahead and put his money on
Christian
on that.
Bale. Yeah. Yeah, right.
All right.
Jennifer Renner for The Town, Mark Ruffalo for The Kids Are All Right, and Jeffrey Rush, very good in The King's Speech. And Best Supporting Actress, Amy Adams, very good actress in The Fighter, Helena Bonham Carter in The King's Speech, Melissa Leo in The Fighter, Haley Steinfeld in True Grit, and Jackie Weaver in Animal's Kingdom.
What's funny is you can go back and you can watch Amy Adams in one of her first feature roles in Drop.